Gary Thompson. I'm here with Randy Abrams, and this is the Malware Report. Randy, almost every week we talk about the importance of IT managers educating their corporate users. And we have a letter here from one of our listeners that came in last week. It says, I got a lot out of last week's show, but when I send out information to my users, I don't feel they're always paying attention, and the attendance in my trainings are not that great. Do you have any ideas on how I can be more creative?
Well, it is a difficult challenge. One of the ways that you can try to get attendance is by targeting users that you know have made mistakes in the past. For example, when I worked at Microsoft, I got a list of people who had opened up a Visual Basic script virus. So I knew these people were at risk and had some less than perfect computing habits, if you will. So I invited them to a training session, which I did frequently at Microsoft, even for people that were just interested and hadn't demonstrated bad computing habits. And then I followed that email up a few hours later with what would look like a social engineering attack to a sophisticated user. It said about the meeting, which we all have meetings all the time. There's nothing specific about that. And it said, here's some more information. And the information was in a VBS file. It was called details.txt.vbs. And then it said, see you there, and had exclamation points. Makes it look real nice and friendly, you know, warm and fuzzy. Well, if the users double-clicked on the Visual Basic script, what they got was a message box saying, if you're reading this, you really need to attend this training.
That's great.
Now, it did have an unanticipated effect. Some people actually learn. And virus reporting got inundated with some of the users saying, I've got the details virus now.
That's great. Well, it sounds like, nevertheless, you got their attention, and I would assume then we're able to educate them better. So being creative is always a good thing.
Yes, if you can get management to buy off on incentives, there's two kinds of incentives. One, get the managers to say, you're going to attend this training. And the other is the honey approach, where you have a little USB drive or something to give away to people that attend the training sessions. And that's very effective even at trade shows. People listen through a presentation to get a little radio remote control car. Mm-hmm. So that's another way to get people in.
How frequently did you find training was important? Did you do it on a quarterly basis or weekly basis?
I think it's more important to be done more frequently than I was able to do. That wasn't my primary responsibility. Kind of backdoored it in, saying this was a component of the job. But the same people you probably don't need to hit in general more than once a year or so. However, in a company that's growing rapidly and you've got new employees, it's important to get to them, if you can, at orientation even. If not, definitely within a short time after they arrive.
That's a great idea. Even the smallest businesses, I think, have relatively sophisticated orientation programs. It might take only a half a day, but incorporating IT into that, I think, is a good idea. So, well, let's talk a little bit about today's subject. I wanted to ask you about Microsoft's OneCare finishing last in this recent antivirus test by AV Comparatives. How concerned should we be about that score?
The score itself, just that one taken all by itself, I mean, it's troubling, but it's not enough to make a decision on. You need a track record, which obviously right now Microsoft doesn't have much, and what they do have is not particularly good. So the trend is really what's more troubling.
Hmm. They talk about the fact that the AV Comparative is really only one measure, that they are certified by SCSA.
ICSA, yes.
ICSA, sorry. And the West Coast Lab of Checkmart. How do those two compare to AV Comparatives? And if I was an IT manager, which testing organization would I trust most?
Well, I used to rely on the results of a variety of testing organizations.